Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the June 18th, 2020 meeting of the Upper Marion Township Board of Supervisors. It is 7:47 p.m. Please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll begin with roll call, starting on my far right.
Greg Phillips.
Greg Wax.
Bill Genoway.
Carol Kenny. Tina Garzillo.
Tony Havaday, Township Manager. And Jimmy Ward,
Chairman. Okay, we have no meeting minutes for discussion or approval this evening. Under Chairman's comments, I have two items. Earlier this evening, we did have an executive session to discuss personnel and litigation matters. And I also wanted to mention that on Tuesday night, there was a town hall meeting held in the park area behind the Upper Marion Township building to discuss race, diversity, and inclusion. There is another meeting that was scheduled. It will be on Wednesday, July the 8th. More information will follow. You can look on the Upper Marion Township website and also on the Upper Marion Township Police website. That takes us to new business. And as we have done the last couple of meetings, we're going to do this in the same procedure. Any of you who have questions or comments in the audience at home can do one of two things. You can access us through MyUMT on the Upper Marion Township website, and you can submit your question. We have someone monitoring that and will provide us with your name and your question. If you would rather choose to call, you can also call, and that phone number is 484-636-3930. I will announce this a couple of times before we get started into the meeting. 484-636-3930. Continuing in the yellow phase, we are required to hold meetings doing social distancing. As such, we cannot have more than 10 people in the room. And as such, we have it positioned so that if you do come, you can still come to the meeting. We'll still get you in. But we are doing social distancing here. In this process, I will read through tonight's agenda. You can take a look. You can, if you want to, submit your questions. And then we will go back through each item, and we will discuss each item. First item, item A, is Resolution 2023, which is an authorization to sign the PennDOT Traffic Signal Permit Application, TE-160, for proposed improvements at South Gulf Road and Arden Road to include a new mast arm signals preemption and video detection equipment. This is part of the Gulf Road expansion project. Item B, financial security reduction number one for Davis Development Group, LLC, the Summit Street Townhome Development. And this is to approve the letter of credit reduction number one for the completion of required public improvements to date by the Davis Development Group as part of the Summit Street Townhome Development in the amount of $148,519.50. Again, this is a letter of credit reduction based upon engineering approval to do so. Item C, financial security escrow release number two for Kraft Custom Homes LLC at 504 Wood Street Subdivision. Approve the escrow release request number two to them for the completion of the required public improvements to date as part of the 504 Wood Street subdivision in the amount of $318,825.50. Again, this is an escrow release based upon engineering review and approval for release. 2020, this is item D, 2020 Revenue Stabilization Fund. We do this every year. And this is to ratify the designation of $2 million in the Township Revenue Stabilization Fund as a committed fund balance in the 2019 Upper Marion Township financial statements in accordance with the Government Accounting Standards Board, known as GASB, statement number 54. And I just mentioned this is in support and required under GASB 54 to do this. And we've done it year after year after year in the 11 years I've been on the board. Item E, 2020 Montgomery County Consortium Fuel Contract Bid Award. So this is the award for 2020 fuel contract. It's bid by Upper Marion Township on behalf of the county consortium. And it goes to Riggins Inc. of Vineland, New Jersey for bid prices as follows. Regular unleaded gasoline, 87 octane, And it goes with an oil price information services Philadelphia weekly average plus $0.128 per gallon. So essentially, over the 5 days prior to the purchase of the fuel, there is a 5-day average rate. You add in 0.128 cents onto that, and that's the rate that we will pay. This is standard practice. Item two, super unleaded gas, 93 octane, using the same process, but the addition factor is 0.043. Point three is B2 diesel, and it uses the OPIS Philadelphia weekly average plus 0.188 cents per gallon. Item F, authorization for the township manager to sign real estate tax appeal settlement stipulations as negotiated by the school district. The first is for GSMS Warner Road Limited Partnership, 200 North Warner Road in King of Prussia for the tax years 2014 to 2020. There was an overpayment in tax years 2014 to 2016 and an underpayment for the years 2018 to 2020. Item two is Tri-Murti Associates, LLC and Bank of America, 625 West DeKalb Pike, King of Prussia, for the tax years 2015 to 2020, resulting in an underpayment of taxes for the years 2016 to 2020. Item three, Valley Forge Center Associates, 160 West DeKalb Pike, King of Prussia. This is for 2014 to 2020 and results in an underpayment of taxes for the years 2015 to 2020. Item G, Burgess Arboretum Tree Assessment Proposal. Consideration of a proposal from the Morris Arboretum as recommended by the Shade Tree Commission for the assessment of trees and related services at the Burgess Arboretum, 720 Moore Road, at a cost not to exceed $4,175, utilizing funds awarded to the Shade Tree Commission by the Board of Community Assistance. So essentially, this is to look at the trees in and around the Arboretum and to cut, trim, and remove them to improve the tree health in that area, which is owned by the township. Item H, homestead exemption request, unit 211 at 10,211 Valley Forge Circle. Approval of the homestead exemption request by the property owner of unit 211 for the 2020 township tax real estate tax in the amount of $202.27, essentially granting them the homestead exclusion or exemption. And item I is resolution 2020-24 regarding the Overlook at Town Center land development plan for Toll Brothers, PA. This is at 125 Valley Green Lane in the village of Valley Forge. Approval of the preliminary and final land development plan pursuant to the terms of the settlement agreement with Reeland Homes on Valley Forge Golf Course property for the proposed Overlook at Town Center development. This was prepared by ESE Consultants, dated January 29th of this year, and last revised on May 7th for the development and construction of 142 stacked townhomes on Lot C at the Village of Valley Forge. We will hear a presentation on this and discuss the various reviews that were done. Essentially, we've moved this one forward because as long as it meets engineering approvals, this has to go through according to the stipulation agreement on the settlement of that property. So with that, again, we will now go through each one of these and act on them. If you have questions or comments, feel free to use the MyUMT app on the UMT website, or you can call into 484-636-3930. 484-636-3930. So item A, resolution 2020-23, authorization to sign the PennDOT traffic signal permit application, TE-160, for proposed improvements at South Gulf Road and Arden Road to include the new mast arm signals, preemption, and video detection equipment. It's part of the Gulf Road expansion project. Anything to add, Mr. Hamaday?
No, that is it. No.
Questions or comments from members of the board?
Motion to approve.
Motion from Supervisor Wax.
Second.
Second by Supervisor Kenny. Any further questions from the board? Anything from the public? Anything, Mr. Hamaday?
Nothing.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes 5-0. Item B, Financial Security Reduction Number 1 for Davis Development Group, LLC, and this is regarding the Summit Street Townhome Development. Approve the letter of credit reduction number 1 for the completion of the required public improvements to date by the Davis Development Group as part of the Summit Street Townhome Development in the amount of $148,519.50. The engineering approval letters, I believe, have been submitted. Have they not, Mr. Hamaday?
Yes.
Are there any other items we're waiting on for this?
No, we're okay. Just to let the board know, there is still $14,851.95 still left in the escrow for contingency anything happens. So there is still money available, if needed. So this isn't a final release of all money.
Okay. Questions, comments from the board? Pleasure of the board.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second that.
We have a motion by Vice Chair Kenny and a second by Supervisor Phillips to approve item B, which is the financial security reduction number 1 for Davis Development Group. Any final questions from the board? Anything from the public, Mr. Hamaday?
Nothing, Mr. Gentleman.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes 5-0. Item C, financial security escrow release number 2 for Kraft Custom Homes, LLC, 504 Wood Street Subdivision, to approve the escrow release to them for the completion of the required public improvements as part of the 504 Wood Street subdivision. This is for $318,825.50. And again, based upon engineering review and approval, I believe that's complete. Mr. Hamaday?
Correct. Yes. And just so the board knows, there is remaining in the escrow $47,948.48, and that's for contingencies and as-built plans for the subdivision.
Very good. Questions, comments, pleasure.
I'll move to approve this.
And I'll second.
Motion by Supervisor Phillips, seconded by Supervisor Garzillo to approve item C, which is the release of $318,825 of escrow funds to Kraft Custom Homes. Any final questions from the board? Questions from the public? Mr. Hamaday, anything?
Nothing, Mr. Genoway.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Passes 5-0. Item D, the 2020 Revenue Stabilization Fund. And this is to designate $2 million into the Township Revenue Stabilization Fund as a committed fund balance in the 2019 Township financial statements in accordance with GASB Statement 54, the Government Accounting Standards Board. This makes money available if we need it and supports our bond rating.
Yes.
Anything else, Mr. Hamaday?
No, it's something that the Township, as you indicated, Township's done every year. It is a requirement of GASB 54, and you did point it out correctly, is that it does affect, our bond ratings when the board decides or goes out for money. It makes us more attractive.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Makes us more attractive to individuals who want to invest in Upper Marion Township. Questions from the board? Pleasure of the board.
I'll make a motion to accept. And I'll second.
We have a motion from Vice Chair Kenny and seconded by Supervisor Garzillo to approve the 2020 Revenue Stabilization Fund designation of $2 million. Any final questions from the board? Mr. Hamaday, anything from the public?
Nothing, Mr. Genoway.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes 5-0. Regarding the next item, which is item E, this is the 2020 Montgomery County Consortium Fuel Contract Bid Award. This will go to Riggins Inc. of Vineland, New Jersey. The bid prices, as I identified earlier, are for regular 87 octane gas, the OPIS, Oil Price Information Service average, weekly average, plus 0.128 cents per gallon for super. Should we take them individually, Mr. Hamaday, or can we do these all?
I think you can
one?
Do them all together,
all together
because it's one big package. Yeah.
This was submitted as a package for
yes.
bidding, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So item 2, super unleaded gasoline, 93 octane, the OPIS average minus 0.043 cents per gallon. And for B2 diesel, OPIS plus 0.188 cents per gallon. Again, this was bid by the township on behalf of the township consortium. Pleasure of the board, or questions from the board? Pleasure.
Not a question, just a comment, that since 2012, it's been the industry practice to not have fixed rates, but to do this as it is now, indicating just the amount above or below the OPIS rate.
Yeah.
So it used to be that there was a fixed amount, but now because of the fluctuations, this is the industry practice to do it this way.
And we've seen that, as you've noticed, since 2011, 2012, nobody is bidding an actual rate. Everybody's going to this weekly average or something similar to that. Just so the board knows what it means, the entire contract bid for the municipalities within the bid is $2.9 million. But what does it mean for us? And again, we only use 87 and 93 octane. We don't have the heating oil. So at the time of the bid that was submitted, the rate for 87 octane was $2.35. And keep in mind, we do not pay any types of taxes or excise tax on that. And its cost would be $149,656. That's over the gallons, 65,000 gallons we'll use throughout the year. For the super unleaded 93 octane, the bid price at the time of the bid receipt or bid opening was $2.29 a gallon. And for 62,000 gallons of 93 octane, it would be $146,047. So that's its impact to us, almost $300,000.
Okay. Mr. Phelps, did you have a question?
No, I was just going to make a motion to approve.
Okay, we have a motion from Mr. Phelps.
I'll second.
Second by Vice Chair Kenny. Any further questions from the board? From the public, Mr. Hamaday?
Nothing, Mr. General.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes 5-0. Item F, authorization for the township manager to sign real estate tax appeal settlement stipulations as negotiated by the Upper Marion Area School District. Number one is for GSMS Warner Road Limited Partnership, 200 North Warner Road in King of Prussia for the tax years 2014 to 2020, resulting in an overpayment of taxes for the years 2014 to 2016 and an underpayment for the years 2018 to 2020. Number two is Trimurti Associates LLC and Bank of America, 625 West DeKalb Pike, King of Prussia for the tax years 2015 to 2020, resulting in an underpayment of taxes for the years 2016 to 2020. And item three, Valley Forge Center Associates LP, 160 West DeKalb Pike, King of Prussia for 2014 to 2020, and this resulted in an underpayment of taxes for the years of 2015 to 2020. Comments from the board? Pleasure of the board.
I have one question, Mr. Chair. I was just wondering about the impact of these three situations. I was just wondering about the revenue that will possibly be generated or a deficit.
Well, and actually, I was going to ask if you wanted me to go through
Please.
The impact of each one. So here we go. Are you ready? For GSMS, Warner Road Limited Partnership, the impact of the overpayment, underpayment is that they're owed from the township $207.29. So it looks like, oh my, but it's a little small. That's the worst of the three. The next two, Trimurti Associates and Bank of America, they actually underpaid and will owe the township $33,001.84 for the years 15 to 19, and 20, I'm sorry, and then an extra $1,061.01 for 2020. For a total of $33,665.17. And then the next, Valley Forge Associates LP, the underpayment is actually $33,665.17 for 2014 to 2020. 2015 to 2020, and for 2020 alone, $28,030.12 for a total of $61,695.17. So those two will be owing us. The first one is a refund of $207.
So my numbers are right. We net a positive about $100,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very good. Anything else from the board? Were you good, Mrs. Garza? Okay. Pleasure of the board.
I'll make a motion to approve.
And I'll second.
We have a motion from Supervisor Wax, seconded by Supervisor Garzillo, to approve the township manager signing these three real estate tax appeal settlement stipulations. Any final questions from the board? From the public, Mr. Hamaday?
Nothing, Mr. Genoway.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes 5-0. Item G is in regard to the Burgess Arboretum tree assessment proposal. And in this particular project regarding the Morris Arboretum, which is at 720 Moore Road, and this is owned by the township, the Shade Tree Commission is essentially looking to do a review and evaluation of the tree health there. They have requested and had obtained funds of $4,175 from the Board of Community Assistance, and they would like to use that fund to, or that amount of money, to evaluate those trees, to cut, trim, and remove them as may be appropriate to improve tree health. Questions, comments, pleasure of the board.
Just one comment. This is very timely, given the fact that we just had the tornado and all the damage. This is a good thing for our community. So I'll make a motion to approve this item.
I'll second.
So we have a motion by Supervisor Phillips, seconded by Vice Chair Kenny, to approve this proposal for a tree assessment at the Burgess Arboretum. And I would say that not only is it timely from the storm standpoint, but also given the nature of the emerald ash borer and the dreaded dragonfly, spotted dragonfly, I think that this is a timely activity for us to protect our own assets in Upper Marion Township. Any final questions or comments from the board? Mr. Hamaday, anything from the public?
Nothing, Mr. Genoway.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Passes 5-0. The last item is a homestead exemption request from Unit 211 at 10211 Valley Forge Circle. The amount here is $202.27 on the 2020 Township Real Estate Tax. They have requested since you're being granted the homestead exemption that we offer. Questions from the board? Pleasure of the board?
I'll make the motion to approve that.
I'll second.
We have a motion from Supervisor Garzillo, seconded by Vice Chair Kenny, to approve this homestead exemption for Unit 211 at 10211 Valley Forge Circle. Any final questions from the board? Mr. Hamaday, anything from the public?
Nothing from the public, Mr.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes 5-0. That brings us to item I, the last item on our lengthy agenda this evening. Resolution 2020-24 regarding the Overlook at Town Center Land Development Plan for Toll Brothers, PA. This is 125 Valley Green Lane, Village of Valley Forge. Approval of the preliminary and final land development plan pursuant to the terms of the settlement agreement with Reland Homes on the Valley Forge Golf Course property for the proposed Overlook at Town Center. This is proposed by or prepared by ESE Consultants, dated January 29th, 2020, last revised May 7th, 2020, for the development and construction of 142 stacked townhomes on Lot C at the Village of Valley Forge. We have Mr. Fry with us tonight. Good evening, Mr. Fry.
Hi, thank you.
I will note for the public that you just took your mask off. You had your mask on the entire time.
I did, and I can put it back on if you want me to.
Okay, so this is your presentation, thank you.
Great, thank you very much for allowing us to come tonight. So I'm with Reland Valley Forge Greens Associates. We're the owner of the property. This is for another new development by Toll Brothers. As you guys know, Toll Brothers has already two projects out at the Village of Valley Forge. The first one's called the Brownstones. There's 132, what they call stacked townhomes. And I read, just like you guys probably did, the new King of Prussia Business District multifamily housing report. They're 100% sold out. And they're one of the only for sale product in the township. The other one is the condominiums that Toll Brothers is building. They're 50% sold out. So Toll Brothers wants to come and do another project within your township. So this project's called the Overlook at Town Center. It's up on Valley Green Lane, which is what we call in the northwest corner of the project. And let's hope I can work this thing the right way. Where am I pointing it to? No?
Just worked.
Which one am I pushing? I'm pushing the...
The forward arrow.
Damn, it's not working. So I'll keep going, and then I can go through the slides. So these townhomes are very similar to what they've already constructed. There are 2/2 townhomes. The first two floors are one home. The third and the fourth are the second home. There's 11 buildings, I believe. We've submitted to the township engineer, and we've done two rounds. The first round of review, yeah, I pushed the little button that didn't work. It's not working. See, it wasn't me. That's good. So we submitted. The fire department, the police department, and the engineer provided comments. Toll Brothers responded with comments allowing for better circulation throughout the project. There are 3 access points from Valley Green Lane up to into this project. There also is better circulation now that they've adjusted some of the avenues in between all the townhomes. They expect to close shortly after the approval. I'm going to say around August. It's probably going to be around a 3-year build out. Average price of these homes, as you probably know, around $400,000. It works now? Good. All right, so I can keep going. Thank you. So you guys know the local amenities in the village of Valley Forge. This project is going to be connected with all the sidewalks. Carol, you'll be happy to know, yes, parking is included. So the parking, what?
How many spots?
Sometimes there's 2, but sometimes there's also 3. All right. So they're going to provide 373 spaces total.
So it's worth being the squeaky wheel.
Correct.
Thank you.
Please note, though, that these are...
They have 18 more spaces than is required per our agreement.
To start.
And so there's about 108 that have one parking space underneath the building and another one just behind it. There are 68 that have them 2 parking spaces inside with one behind, and then 55 visitor spaces. So some of the engineer's review comments that I wanted to talk to you guys about were ADA requirements. And the engineer from Remington Vernicken Beach, Tom Beach, he actually noted that in this type of development, there aren't any per se required handicap ADA parking spaces. And so he just wanted me to mention that to you tonight. In his last review letter, I don't know if you guys had a chance to review that, but he even quoted that the visitor spaces aren't necessarily required to have ADA. And I spoke to Toll. At the Brownstones, there are no dedicated ADA spots for visitors. But if a visitor comes that's ADA, I'm assured that, you know, the people that own the place are going to move their car out to a visitor spot and let them park in that area.
I have one question. When these are the stacked townhomes you're talking about.
Correct. Right. Just like you see here. With the
okay. There is no elevator in these?
Correct. No elevator.
So you have very healthy young people.
Correct.
Buying the second floor, third and fourth floors.
Oh, and on the second floor, you know, at sometimes as an option, you can do a roof deck. So All 132 townhomes in the initial brownstones are sold out. Okay. Everybody loves them.
Okay, yeah. I just wanted to...
Correct. Yes.
I thought I recalled that from the other ones that were you were here with.
Yes. So the townhomes are similar. These are like renderings and illustrative concepts of what's going to be out there. They're going to change the feel and the flavor a little bit. We haven't seen the actual facades yet. Toll Brothers needs to work on those. I don't know if you guys know, but we have a design review committee that's, you know, comprised of Reelin and the association that confirms what people are going to build, signage, things like that. I deal with Mark Zadroga all the time, making sure that we approve all those things first before they get to him. And we haven't seen that yet, but beautiful interiors. I don't know if you had a chance to go and look at the models or walk through brownstones, but they're beautiful. So this is the site plan. It shows the three access points from Valley Green Lane. You can see kind of at the top, I don't have a little pointer, but that's the cul-de-sac at the top of Valley Green Lane. Over to the left is the out parcel that's along Guthrie Road, and the left side of that is all Guthrie Road. To the bottom is our basin, main stormwater basin. And to the right, the far right, is the new CHOP surface parking lot. They're excited to come, they're excited to build. Like I said, we've been, had a review for the fire marshal, they changed their layout. This is just a typical example of different floor plans. They may be working on other options. Like I said, some of them have two cars that are able to park underneath. Some have one car, and they all have the one parking space outside each unit. Here's an example of some cross sections showing how they work with the different units. The two stories up above, and then the blue are the lower stories with the parking. That's it. I do have one other question to bring up that I talked to Tom Beach about. So Toll Brothers, I don't know if I can switch back or not to the, yes. And I can't zoom in, but along Guthrie Road, right now, Guthrie Road, on the north side, there is the out parcel that's a privately owned parcel. To the south, which is continued in that small triangle on the top of this image, and you guys were given the entire presentation, but Toll Brothers is planning on putting a sidewalk as much as they can on Guthrie Road. And what does that mean? So at the north, they can only go as far as their property line. They can't continue further into the private property. And on the south, there are wetlands and other DEP controlled areas and guide rail. And a so what they want to plan on doing is taking their sidewalk and exiting that sidewalk out on the Guthrie Road and into the shoulder. So then when it gets to our fire station, then they can get back onto the sidewalk and continue up. There's no other way to do it. One of the comments from the engineer was, is curb necessary on Guthrie Road? And right now, that has a sheet flow that flows beautifully from the road without a curb, without adding a gutter, without adding stormwater pipes and stormwater drainage that would all go to the same place, which is our basin. Right now, it flows onto that property and then down into the basin. So one of the comments from the engineer in his review letter that you guys probably have is, do we need curb? Or is the sidewalk with the appropriate lighting sufficient? I just wanted to bring it up, and we can have a continued conversation, whatever you guys wish.
Without being able to see it, I'm trying to visualize that. How do we assure that that space does not become an area where someone on a bicycle swerves and ends up in the pond? For lack of a better way to put it,
it's not near the pond. So
I'm having difficulty visualizing.
Yeah. So it's hard to imagine. But as you know, the neighbor to the north, so forget the out parcel because I can't control that. But the neighbor to the north is in the process. They've already have LDP approval. They are continuing a sidewalk along North Gulf and down Guthrie Road. And they're working with PennDOT to allow for some pedestrian crossing. But then they're going to stop at that out parcel with their sidewalk. We're building a new basin, but the sidewalk will be there and protected from going into. You won't be able to fall into the basin. There'll be a guardrail or a retaining wall. So you get to the out parcel, and then after that, Toll Brothers will continue to build a sidewalk all the way down, as you see there, on Guthrie Road. And then where there's an existing guide rail on Guthrie Road, they will then take that sidewalk and exit it out into the shoulder at this time. There's the permitting requirements and a culvert crossing, and it's a lot to be able to continue that sidewalk. It's next to impossible. But but then it can continue on the shoulder, and then quickly, as you continue south, the pump station that's there by Aqua doesn't have sidewalk, but our fire station that we're building, I don't know if you've been there lately, I was there today, it is beautiful. We're gonna have sidewalk, and then from there, all the way down and back into the village will be sidewalk. So the question is, do we need the curb if they're putting sidewalk on Guthrie Road? And again, we don't need to talk to, I can talk to Tom Beach, but I was asked to bring it up.
I think that's the best thing to do is talk to Tom and give us some kind of a visual to show us what it's gonna look like.
Okay.
And then I think we'd all better understand exactly what's being proposed. I now have an understanding of what you're talking about. I've seen it elsewhere. It'll work.
But. And that works with our, you know, resolution and that I work with John Walker on. So well, we can work with the township engineer to make whatever happens,
Any questions? Greg.
Thanks for coming. I do have one question, one comment. You mentioned a three-year build-out. I know that the original Brownstones build-out took quite some time. It was a phased build-out. And my question is this also planned to be a phased build-out, or is it going to be one shot?
No, it's still going to be a phased build-out.
Yes. And I did want to comment on the Brownstones. The exterior of the Brownstones has received some criticism in the community for, well, the exterior and the way it looks like. And honestly, I think some of that criticism is legitimate. But I have been inside multiple of the Brownstones, and I have been on the rooftop deck of one of them, and I will certainly concur that on the interior, anybody who's been inside should, you know, or who hasn't been inside should try to really see what it looks like, because you're right, it's beautiful. So,
thank you.
Anybody else? Okay. Do we have any questions from the public, Mr. Hammond?
Nothing, Mr. Genoway.
Nothing. Okay, so we've heard the presentation. We're in a position to move on the resolution 2020-24 regarding this project. Questions, comments? Pleasure of the board.
I'll move to approve.
And I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion from Supervisor Phillips, seconded by Supervisor Wax, to approve resolution 2020-24, which is the approval of 142 stacked townhomes on Lot C at the Village of Valley Forge. And we have a review in from Mr. Beach. I think we're still pending Planning Commission review. We have a preliminary review from
the preliminary review from the Planning Commission, yes.
As you remember, the Planning Commission is a, I don't want to use the wrong words, but I'm going to have to. It's a courtesy visit.
Understood.
So, you know, I believe they meet next week. And if...
No.
Okay. So you guys need to tell me. We can...
We're not going to meet until July.
July.
Okay. Well, you can let me know when...
We'll let you know, Paul.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay. So, nothing else there from the...
nothing, Mr. Genoway.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Passes 5-0.
Thank you very much. Have a great evening.
Thank you. Next item is accounts payable and payrolls. Pleasure of the board.
I move to pay the bills.
And I'll second.
Motion by Supervisor Phillips, seconded by Supervisor Garzillo to pay the accounts payable and payrolls. Questions from the board? Questions from the public? Mr. Hamaday?
Nothing, Mr. Genoway.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes 5-0. Additional business. Who would like to start? Mr. Wax.
Thank you. I'm curious to see what everybody else has to say for additional business tonight, because there's a lot that's happened in our community since the last Board of Supervisors business meeting. But I want to start off by mentioning one thing, and that is tomorrow is June 19th. It is also referred to as Juneteenth. Juneteenth represents the freedom that the last slaves in the United States received. There were slaves in the United States even after the Emancipation Proclamation. And on June 19th, 1865, there was an order given, I believe in Galveston, Texas, to free the final slaves throughout the country. So obviously, I want to wish everybody, especially our African American community, but everybody who values freedom, a very happy Juneteenth. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Wax. Mr. Phillips, anything this evening? Ms. Kenny?
Thank you. I have a listing of the vacancies on the citizen boards and commissions. I'd like to encourage anyone who is 18 years old or eight or over to think about becoming involved with our township. The vacancies so far are the Economic and Community Development Committee, one vacancy, the Environmental Advisory Council, one vacancy, the Human Relations Commission, two vacancies for alternates, the Park and Recreation Board, one vacancy, Property Maintenance Board, two vacancies, alternates, the UCC Board of Appeals, two vacancies, and also two alternates, and the Upper Merion Foundation Subcommittee, one vacancy. Some of these, the Property Maintenance Board and the UCC Board of Appeals, do require some special qualifications, and if you are interested in either of those, please call the township for more details. I would just encourage people that are interested in getting involved, whoever you may be, that we accept your applications, we interview all the candidates, and even if you would apply to one particular vacancy and we have six or three or several different people, we might choose to say, well, we would like you on a board, but maybe not on the one that you applied for. There's another vacancy in another one. Would you consider that? So we do appreciate all the time that all of our volunteers put into all of our boards and authorities, and encourage everyone who would be have the time and interest to check out the application. It's online. If you are not online, if you are one of our more technologically challenged citizens, you could get the application from the township building. Thank you.
Ms. Garzillo.
And I'd also like to acknowledge Juneteenth for tomorrow evening. We recently had a town hall at the township building, as Chairman had mentioned earlier. And I just want people to acknowledge that day and realize the impact of that and the significance for our country. So I won't say much more than that on that topic. The other thing I want to mention is our community pool opened this past Monday. I had the opportunity to go to stop by and see how things were running. Things are running smoothly. We have the Hedgehog Grill to provide food there again this year. They painted some circles in the lawn area so that families can have a designated area and remain socially distant. It looks like people that have joined this year are having a lot of fun already. Everyone's being cooperative and respectful and adhering to our social distancing policies and wearing masks when necessary, et cetera. The farmer's market is still running, and I want to put a shout out to see if we can get some budding artists that are musical that would like to join our lineup. Starting in July, we'll have musicians at the market again. That's one area we've added back in just recently with the lightening up of our restrictions. So if you're musical and you would like to share your talents at the farmer's market, contact Vince, the market manager, and he'll get you in the lineup. And that's everything I have, Mr. Chair.
Okay, Ms. Kenny.
Yes. Thank you again. I have one more announcement. If you are a library patron, you may be getting a phone call if you have ordered books anytime in the past 3 or 4 months, and those books are available and they have come in. Our library staff are making, I don't know, tens, dozens, hundreds of calls to our patrons to let them know that the books are in. And the way that you can come get the book, you will drive up in front of the township building, call the library phone number, and your bag of books will be brought out to you. We ask that you show your identification through the window, and the library staff member will put the books, preferably in the trunk of your car, in the back of your car if your trunk is too overloaded already. So we're trying to do it as safely as we can. Little by little, we will be opening up more and more, but at the present time, the library is dealing with the backlog of requests that people have had over the past several months. Once that backlog is cleared up, then you can be free to order more books either online Well, that's the most current way. You also could call and ask to reserve a book. But at this point, we're just trying to deal with the backlog. So that's good news for so many of us who miss the library.
Okay, well, that's a natural lead-in into what's open and what's closed and where do we stand. There is hope that within a short period of time, Montgomery County will move into the green status. We're waiting for the governor to release that so that we can move into a new sense of normalcy, whatever that normalcy might be. Our current plan for business meetings is that in July, we believe that we will be able to do a little more open workshop and meeting activity. So based upon an anticipation of moving to the green status, we are planning our July meetings to be held in Freedom Hall, both workshops and the regular township meetings. We will base the number of individuals in the room based upon the social distancing requirements and the number of individuals permitted on the DOH guidelines in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania at those dates. We are looking to do a little more flexibility based upon what those regulations enable. At the present time, the community center, the physical library, and the playgrounds remain closed. Again, those fall and are consistent with the requirements from the Department of Health. We are also, because we had to act earlier in the month before we even moved into the yellow area, we had to act on the July 4th activities. And as you probably have seen on UMGA TV or our various publications, all of our traditional township 4th of July activities are canceled. The carnival, the concerts, the fireworks, all are canceled on July the 4th. We do have a hope that we can do those later, maybe on October when we do Community Day, but that will have to wait to be seen and to what status we have regarding the coronavirus scenario and any potential challenges that that poses to us. We've been asked at the township a number of times why we did a curfew and why it lasted for a few days instead of just one or two days. Well, the curfew, and to our recollection, it's the first time it was ever done in Upper Marion, but it was done for reasons beyond the potential for looting that existed at various commercial properties in Upper Marion Township. Upper Marion was hit very hard by the derecho storm, and as a result, many areas of the township were without power. We had roads that were blocked by fallen trees, wires were tangled within them, and physically moving in and about those areas would become problematic for you as residents and individuals in the community, as well as anyone trying to work on those at night. The curfew also allowed for the electrical workers to work to get power back within the township without dealing with added vehicles and pedestrians. Also, when lines were re-energized, it caused a dramatic increase in electrical fires, which had put more emergency responders on the roadways, and we just needed to have the roadways and passageways clear so that we could deal with these multiple emergency situations. Yes, the first three nights were due to the potential activities based upon the riot on that Saturday night and the subsequent related activities on Sunday and Monday, but then the storm came and it just made more sense to extend the curfew. Couple of other myths that existed that we want to straighten out. A number of residents called complaining that the electrical workers told them that the township told them they had to shut down because of the curfew. That is absolutely not the case. Emergency work can be done even during curfew periods. What does happen, though, is that those electrical workers time out. They can only work a certain number of hours each day. They are required at that point to get rest, and that's why they were leaving at night. Personally, I was out on a number of emergency calls and ran into those power crews that were trying to re-energize lines, And in one case in particular in Valley Forge Homes, when they re-energized the line, they blew two transformers. It was 10:15 at night, and they said, we can't see what we're doing. It's unsafe for us. We've got to stop. And that made perfect sense. So I realize it was an inconvenience, but it was in the health, welfare, and safety of the individuals of Upper Marion Township, as well as those working to try to get us back up and running as quickly as possible. Now, that being said, we have been trying diligently through the Public Works Department to get as much cleanup as can be done as efficiently as possible. All we ask you is that if you have trees down, if you have debris from your property, please try as much as possible to get it to the curb. When you get it to the curb, if you can bundle it, great. If you can get it down to a point where one person can pick it up, great. We are going to be running trucks through the entire township area from Public Works through June the 30th. You can call if you want to call. Call the Public Works office, and they will send a truck out to pick up the material, or we'll come and get it. It may not be immediate, but we'll get there. Remember, we have a substantial number of square miles to cover, but we are committed to doing as much of the cleanup as we can. If you can personally and want to clean it up yourself, feel free to take the debris to Hoyser Park and take it to the compost center, and all you have to do is present some identification that you're a township resident. They'll let you go in and dump it in the back. And then we can make mulch out of it. We can use it productively. So please, we are trying to work with everyone to make sure that these challenges that we've been faced with are being dealt with efficiently and appropriately, trying to help you as much as possible. If any of you have any thoughts or ideas, feel free to call the Public Works Department, call the Township Manager's Office, or you can call any one of the five members of this Board of Supervisors. We're getting calls, emails, and texts every day with people who have questions. Feel free to ask us. Now, you might say, when we do open, how can we be assured that it's going to be safe? Mr. Hamaday and I have been working with our department heads and working with a company in West Conshohocken to develop necessary protocols so that the teams we have that will be responsible for cleaning and maintaining the assets and property of the township will be doing so with all COVID-19 related precautions and all public safety related precautions in place. So what does that mean? That means that we've been working over the past couple of weeks getting ready for an opening. The staff has put together a series of checklists working with these consultants, and they have developed a series of tools for us to use to make sure that when the library needs to be cleaned, it's cleaned to the CDC standards, it's documented as such, and you are advised as such. We are working to the point where there will be a QR code established, and if you come into any one of the township facilities, you can put your phone up to the QR code. You'll be able to get a download as to what's been done, how it's been done, when it's been done, and our goal here is so you understand that the place is safe for you to enter, safe for your family and your children to use, and safe for you to proceed with doing whatever your activity may be. That will continue to progress. Next week, we have another meeting with the developers of these products so that we can test them and get them finally implemented, with the hopes that in about 2 weeks that we'll be able to have things open and running for you. And again, the goal here is to make sure it's safe for you, and appropriate signage will be posted when it's safe. If you don't see the signage, if you don't see the QR codes, then ask. And we'll make sure that the appropriate cleaning is done for you to feel comfortable and safe that it's okay to come here and do what you might want to do. Two more quick items. Number one, the census. The census is continuing. If you have not done your census reporting, please do. It matters. It matters to us in the form of representation in Harrisburg, representation in Washington, D.C., and in funding in a variety of ways. So if you have questions, you can dial 844-330-2020, or you can go to my2020census.gov and get additional information, and you can reach out to Upper Marion Township for additional guidance on that. The last item that I have tonight is in regard to the annual ambulance subscription program that's being offered to Upper Marion residents. And this program is essentially an excellent additional insurance policy for you against the rising costs of emergency ambulance services and, should you need it, transportation to the hospital. The ambulance service in Upper Marion Township has always been and continues to be paid for on a user fees rather than an additional tax burden to all citizens. This is no different than if you were to go to Philadelphia or any other major city, or frankly, it's no different than if we used a third-party service. In 2018, Lafayette Ambulance Board of Directors dissolved the organization. They at that time asked Upper Marion Township to take on the responsibility. Volunteerism had decreased, and almost all of the responders were paid staff. In 2019, Upper Marion Fire and EMS assumed the responsibility for the service with no tax increase to the public, and the service relies on user fees paid by your insurance companies and this subscription program to fund this $1 million plus annual expense. Similar to the program offered in the past, this program provides cost-effective insurance after your health insurance and/or Medicare payments are received by our billing company. So if you were to use the service, there's a bill that's generated, it's submitted to your insurance provider or to Medicare. They pay a percentage of that. If you buy this insurance program, you will then only pay 10% of whatever that remaining amount is. I'm pleased to announce that the subscription pricing has not changed since the transition of the program to the township in 2019, and in fact, it hasn't changed for 3 years, even when Lafayette still managed it. Further, the township will not be requesting donations from the citizens as Lafayette used to do. Lafayette Ambulance was a 501c3 nonprofit and could do that, the township's not. So all we're looking for here is for you to become a subscriber to this insurance program should you desire to do it. The cost is extremely low. If you're a senior, it's $50. You'll save that if you use the service one time. And that's persons age 60 and above. A senior family plan is $75. If you're an individual and not a senior, it's $75. And a family plan for any number of individuals in the family is $125. This year, the ambulance is expected to respond to over 4,000 responses. The ambulance subscription program cannot be used retroactively, meaning that this 90% discount cannot be applied you cannot become a subscriber after you receive the service and get it paid for. You must have all outstanding bills, if there are any outstanding now, must be satisfied before you get this coverage. And the 2020-2021 program coverage starts August 1st, runs through July the 21st. We use a service known as Cornerstone Billing. You will be receiving in the mail a subscription packet. In that is going to be an envelope. If you feel interested in this, you can fill it out. You can send it to the subscription service at Upper Marion Township EMS, Ambulance Subscription Service, 23 Old Depot Road in New Cumberland, PA, at 17070. And again, there's a return envelope in there. This will help us control our overhead costs. And if you have any questions regarding this, you can contact Cornerstone Billing, and the number is going to be on that document. If you are experiencing a medical, fire, or police emergency, though, please dial 911. That completes the information that we have on items tonight. Members of the board, anything else to add?
Mr. Chair, I just have one question about the subscription program.
Yes.
For the rates, for a senior, it's $50. For a senior family, it's $75. So that's if one spouse member is 60 or older.
Yes, as I understand it, if one member is 60 and the other member is 55, it's a family plan.
A family plan under a senior. Okay, thank you for clarification.
It's my understanding.
Okay.
Anything else? Mr. Hamaday, do we have anything from the public?
We do not, Mr.
Hamaday. Okay. I received one text, but it was about something that I mentioned. So it was about the pickup of the materials if we had available. So that being said, I will look for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Wax, second by Mr. Phillips. All in favor?
Aye.
We stand adjourned. Thank you very much, folks. See you in July.